Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. My name is Richard McLean.
Brad Ashworth.
Brad, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
First and foremost, I manage the Dragons Keep It Warm, which is a comic and game store. It's been an interesting challenge. I'm also an illustrator. Well, I do it on the side. I want to do it more full-time, but I do conventions, Comic-Cons, commission work, and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Hello, is this thing on? Hey, this is Richard from the future, or the past, depending on how you look at it. So this is my lost episode. So I originally recorded this about a year ago, and I lost the audio. I recorded the two. So typically here's what we do. I bring someone in to be the guest host, and we record that episode, and then we stop and restart the recorder, and then we record the iTick interview. So I had recorded this with Brad a year ago, right before Christmas. And when I went to go edit the episode, it was mysteriously gone. I couldn't find it. I searched high, I searched low, and it was gone. So I eventually re-recorded the episode, and I even used the same found audio that I had intended to use on that episode with somebody else because I thought it was lost. And then I found it months later. So I decided to hold on to it and use that audio again when I needed a time to fill in. And those who keep up with me know that I haven't put out an episode in like 2 weeks. I've had some difficulty getting people in, one, and two, I recorded an episode twice and we've had audio problems both times. So that's been a little bit frustrating. So it's another reason I haven't had a show on recently. I actually recorded twice with the same person. And he lives out of state now and he has the kind of job where he can't drop in and record in the evening. So I've gotten up at 6 a.m. two Saturdays in a row to record an episode with him. And the first time we had a Skype problem that I probably should have solved at that moment, but I thought that it was in my ears, not necessarily what was recording. And I thought I would be able to filter it out, but I couldn't. So he agreed to record with me again, and we did, and then there was some kind of technical glitch. I thought things had gone marvelously. It sounded great in my ears. I wasn't having the problems that I was the first time I recorded with him. I thought we'd sorted out all our problems. But at one point in the recording, I don't know what happened. I pushed a button to see if he could hear what I was hearing, and he couldn't, and so I just hit stop, but it glitched out something in the program that I was using to record the conversation, and I got this weird echo. Like, it was really far delayed. It was like a good, like, oh, I don't know, like 20 seconds after. So he started talking, and then 20 seconds later, you would hear it the same. And it was at the same volume as it was the first time. And so audio's ruined the second time. Anyway, so that's why we are going to play the lost episode. So I'll bow out and I'll let you listen to this episode. Just remember it's from a year ago and it's from right before Christmas.
One thing we like to do every episode is wish everybody out there listening, if it's your birthday this week,
we'd like to wish
you a happy birthday.
Dang straight.
Hold on. Remember when we used to do this every episode? It was something that Jess started. It was one of the things I nixed when he couldn't be on the show anymore because I got tired of tracking them down and I just didn't have the energy for it. But look what I found this week. So check this little piece of found audio out. So I went and I was searching specifically for found audio. I found this disc and it is a personalized CD. So this CD is, all the songs on it are for Jennifer. I imagine you would go to a store and I imagine it was probably like a gift shop kind of thing. And there would be a rack of CDs and it's probably all the same songs, or they might have different songs for boys and girls, but it's all the same songs, but they've been recorded with different names. And so you would pick the name of the person you were giving the CD to. So this one's for Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you know when your birthday is? Mm-hmm. And do you know how long you've got to wait from one birthday to the next? 365 days. That's the time it takes the Earth to revolve around the sun. That's 12 months, and that's a long time. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August. We should be celebrating every day. September, October, November, and December. January, oops, we're going around again. Do you think you can remember? Do it with me now. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August. Celebrating every day. September, October, November, and December. Now we're gonna learn a little about each month. Do you think you can remember? Come on now.
January!
We can build a snowman. I mean, if it's snowing, we will.
February!
We can drink hot chocolate and maybe even have a refill.
March!
It's gonna be windy. Maybe we can fly a kite.
April!
The tulips are in Technicolor. Man, they're out of sight. A very fine time for flowers blooming everywhere you look.
June.
We'll be grilling hot dogs. Mmm, smell them as they cook.
July.
We can watch the fireworks and celebrate the land of the free.
August.
I'll be wishing I'll be fishing by the shade of an old oak tree.
September.
The leaves start falling like the colors in a dream.
October.
See you in the pumpkin patch. It's time for Halloween. Is it time to give thanks for everything we've got?
December!
Well, that's a time for toys and you're likely to get a lot. So now that you know about the months of the year, there's just one more thing that I want you to hear. Just another ordinary day.
Do you wish that today was your birthday?
Well, let's find a reason to celebrate
anyway. One day's not good enough to celebrate being born. What you gonna do with the other 364? A miracle, so much in store for you. It's true, 'cause it's sad to be happy only one day a year, and until the time that your birthday is here.
Is a rule you can bend, and the happy time will never end.
birthday.
Every single day.
Every single day of the year.
Every day.
On the day you were born,
your family
celebrated.
That song is just awful. Why would anybody ever give that to a kid? That kid is going to be so full of himself that he's going to be unmanageable and just a horrible, horrible adult. So I'm kind of glad that I couldn't find these on the market anymore to track down more information about them, because it just seems like a terribly horrible bad idea. Kids don't need to be that self-centered. Okay, anyway, on with the show.
So happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah, happy birthday. Hope it's a great one for you.
Absolutely. Yep. Good birthdays are good.
They are. Yeah,
they're great. All right. So you work at a
wonderful place in the world. Yeah.
A comic book / gaming store.
Yeah. Comic books, board games, card games.
Oh, I guess I should interject again. It was interesting editing this episode because Brad, his life situation has changed a little bit. So he's no longer at the Dragon's Keep. He is, he's got an illustration job now and he is working at a game company. So he's going to be working on, I believe, board games, which is pretty cool. Okay, back to the show.
Okay.
RPGs, too.
Are you as much into the games as you are the comics?
That's a good question. I dabble in each for hobby.
This is just a small sample of my games.
Yes. So I do not even have that many games.
So all those up there, then there's out in the living room, there are two like end table type things that mm-hmm. are full of games. And okay. then upstairs in the bedroom, there's another shelf that size. That's
so you got about 50 games.
Full of games.
Maybe 60 games total.
Probably about that. Plus yeah. those shelves, well, actually that whole shelf is games.
Yeah, that's RPGs.
And that's all D&D, RPGs. AC. Well, those two shelves. And yeah. then half of that shelf. And then the bottom shelves are all
like
games.
Illuminati.
Yeah, there's more games down there.
That's cool.
So.
Oh, yeah, there we go. It's in the shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So.
That's cool.
We're big gamers here.
That's cool.
We had a question because I know I have lots of Halloween themed games.
Okay.
Lots of spooky, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Are there Christmas themed games?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't really particularly have any Christmas themed. theme games on my shelf. We don't have any ones that are just special just for Christmas. I'm pretty sure there are some out there, but my board game knowledge is not the strongest. We're still working on that after a year.
So because I was trying to think. I think the only Christmas themed game I've got,
Candyland. No, it's kind of Christmassy looking.
It has a little bit of that.
Yeah,
because it's got the Frost Queen in it, and it's got the candy cane guy in it. So yeah, that kind of has a Christmassy feel to it. My game that's closest to being Christmassy is, I would still say, a Halloween game.
Because
I've got the zombie dice with the expansion. The expansion has Santa Claus in it.
Munchkin, they have a Christmas theme one, I think.
Okay.
I believe they do, actually.
Okay, I haven't played that one. I've played Munchkin.
Well, at least they have some add-ons that are Christmassy that they do every year.
Those little
booster packs.
Those little booster packs. Yeah, I've seen those. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't actually played that. Munchkin's funny, because when I read about Munchkin, I'm like, this has got to be the best game ever.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but the thing is, when I play it, I end up not liking it. It's funny. I like the cards. I like the theme. I like all that. But actually playing the game, it gets towards the end game and everybody starts screwing each other and it bogs down, and then it just goes on forever, and then I stop having fun.
Oh, okay. I like that part, though. I like the screwing each other over.
Well, I don't mind that so much. Yeah. It's just that it drags it out so long.
Mm.
Like, for me, maybe it's just a card game thing. For me, a card game, I like card games to be kind of quick.
Okay.
I don't like that draggy out part.
See, I kind of like mine mid-range to somewhat long. I don't like too long games, but I don't like where they're so short. It feels like you didn't really play.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I enjoy a long game. I've got a friend who I go over and I play Civilization, the board game, with him.
Oh, God.
So
I hate Civ.
It's not my favorite because I always lose.
That's why I don't like it.
But I don't mind playing it. I have fun while I'm doing it. I don't try to win because I know I'm not going to.
I should clarify. I hate the computer game. I like the board game better. The computer game is just so complicated. So many things to do. I'm mind boggled.
Well, that's how I feel the board game is.
Board game, though, I have the pieces in front of me so I can see it a little better.
It's and funny
you're
with
limited too on the size of the map with the number of players.
Yeah.
So it's smaller. You don't have the whole world out there like you do the computer game. You're like, whoa. And when you start getting to the end game, you have so many cities, so many.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah. Yeah, with the board game, I think what it is, there's like, at the you kind of have to pick at the beginning what kind of path to victory you're going to go for.
Yes, I do agree. You do need to kind of focus on that.
So,
but it also really depends on what race you get or what race you get.
So I'm only good at wrapping my head around one victory type.
Okay.
And that's the building up of your technology.
Okay.
That's the only one that makes sense to me.
All right.
Like the military one.
I like the military one.
If I try to go military, I'm not good at it. And then when I'm trying to build up my technologies, I usually don't build up my defense. So if there's another
player,
if there's another player playing military, then he's going to wipe me out.
Yeah. See, because military is my baby.
I'm no good at balancing.
The one I really suck at is diplomacy.
Right.
Yeah. That one. I don't like.
Yeah. Diplomacy. Sometimes I dabble in that one a little, but I don't see a path to victory
with
that one. I'm not good at that one.
I just don't care. See you. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, we don't know much about Christmassy board games or card games. Well, I do have a deck of Christmas tree playing cards.
Okay.
They're like
Christmas solitaire?
So, I guess.
Or Christmas poker?
They're little cartoon trees and little cartoon snowmen.
Okay.
Yeah. I got that years and years and years ago from my grandma.
Magic the Gathering does a Christmas card every year.
Okay.
Like they have some holiday themed card that they give out every year. And stuff.
Is there a Krampus card?
I'm not sure.
There should be a Krampus card.
I'm not sure. I know there's a cool goblin one I want to get, but I don't remember the name off the top of my head, and I don't want to open my phone and set off some sound while we're doing it. But they have some cool holiday cards every year.
Okay. So what about Christmas themed comics?
Do you know any? Studios usually do some sort of holiday special. Like there's Mike Mignola has a Hellboy Winter Special going on right now.
Okay.
There's a Giant Days Winter Special. So usually they do some sort of winter thing. I think there's a DC one too this year. I don't really care for them, to be honest. I know it's the Christmas time of year while we're recording the show, but to me it's just a little capitalization on the thing. They don't really send, in my experience, they don't really send like really good messages that I care about for Christmas.
Okay.
You know, they're just...
What about like a yearly type thing? Or is there any like classic story that has Christmas in it, comic-wise, that you know of?
Comic-wise? Elias? God, you guys should know this a little bit better.
Well, I didn't even think of these questions till you were on your way.
Till I was here. Okay.
So I didn't warn you.
Let's just make it fair. I have no idea what you're going to ask tonight. So I'm put on the spot, so let's just make it fair that way. I'm going to think of it later, but there's none off the top of my head
okay,
right now.
Okay, all good.
My thing is, I do like Christmas movies.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have one I watch all the time. Well, three I watch all the time every year.
Okay.
Die Hard.
Right.
Gotta watch Die Hard. Scrooged.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one. And then the last one is Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay.
Yeah, the black and white
the old one.
The old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good picks.
I think so. It's fun to watch Die Hard.
I was reading something. I saw an article. I didn't actually read it, but mm-hmm. I saw the title of it earlier today, I think, and it was saying something about Die Hard was supposed to be... It was some other classic action character that it was supposed to be a sequel to another movie that everyone loves.
Oh, really?
And then I guess they couldn't get the actor, and so they like morphed it into what we know as Die Hard.
I'm glad they did.
But apparently it was like some other action character sequel from that era.
Interesting.
I can't remember. I'll have to look that up.
It's not Arnold.
I think it might have been Arnold.
It
might have been. It was Commando?
Commando. Gosh. Wow, that brought back memories. Such a cheesy movie.
But yeah, I'll have to look that
here,
up.
Here, let off some steam. Shoves the pipe right through him. God, such a bad movie.
All right. Well, speaking of Christmas, mm-hmm. we have a Christmas song for everybody.
Oh, we do. Awesome.
Okay, so I think what I'm going to do is play another Jennifer song.
Of all the girls in the world, there's no other girl like Jennifer. And everything that she does is cool just because she's Jennifer. If you only knew, if you only knew her like I do, you'd feel the same way too, 'cause she's too good to be true. Big Bad Girl, she's a lot like her mom, she's really the bomb, she's Jennifer. She's my sunflower girl, no one brightens the world like Jennifer. She is the bomb. Whenever she's around, she can turn a frown upside down. She'll lift you straight off the ground. She's a candy-colored clown. There must be a million girls in the world go by the same name, but you'll never find another girl who does things quite the same. Nobody knows how to smile like Jennifer. Nobody's got more style than Jennifer. Nobody eats ice cream like Jennifer. Nobody chases a dream like Jennifer. You should see her play hide and seek. Everything she does is totally unique. There's not another girl who looks at the world like Jennifer. She looks at the world, and everything that she does is cool just because she's Jennifer. Sunflower girl, if you only knew, if you only knew her like I do, you'd feel the same way too. 'Cause she's too good to be true. She's a sunflower girl, and she brightens up the world. Everyone's in love with a girl named Jennifer.
To all you Jennifers out there listening, I wonder how many of you ever got CDs like this. Back to the show.
Is that our original LP for the Beatles?
That one?
Yeah.
That's the first U.S. pressing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that thing worth? It's quite a bit.
What's that?
It's worth quite a bit, huh?
The U.S. pressing? Not really.
Oh, really?
No. The U.K. pressing is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's worth a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah, because the U.K. pressing has stuff on it that the others don't.
Oh, okay.
The run-out stuff. So on Side A, it has... Side B has audio in the runout, so when it gets to the end, it just repeats the same audio over and over again. And the only CD that was on was the 25th anniversary. And then Side A in the runout has a high pitch that humans can't hear. John wanted to just drive all the dogs in the neighborhood nut when people let their records get over and didn't turn them off.
Okay. Huh, interesting.
And then I'm trying to get a hold of, apparently, one of the first U.S. pressings. I'm not sure which one, but one of the first U.S. pressings, the records actually fluoresce under black light.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And nobody knows why.
Nobody knows why. Oh. Sorry, I got a cramp in my leg.
I'm good. Do you want a different chair?
No.
Okay.
It's from me working on the same project all day at the shop.
Ah. Yeah. I can understand that.
I was stuck behind the register, like, adding a bunch of action figures in the system today.
Oh.
Like, for hours. One by one.
Oh, man.
They're a bunch of old ones.
Okay.
Like, old Star Wars figures and stuff like that. And from, like, Star Wars Episode 1 and stuff like that. And they were never put in the system.
Oh.
So I took them all off the wall. All a couple hundred of them, and one by one, put them all through. I was helping customers, yeah.
So I've got a few... I've got boxes of action figures upstairs, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
I haven't bought one for a while, but I used to get quite a few of those. Now, I was never a purist. I take them out of the box.
I see, man.
I play with them.
Yeah, I like them posed up on my desk and stuff like that.
I got Spidey there.
Yep, I saw that.
I've got upstairs, so I have the very first medieval Spawn.
Oh, okay.
That ever came out. And then I've got one that's a little bit newer that looks a lot cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw on Todd McFarlane's Facebook page today that there's a new one coming out.
Oh, my gosh.
That looks freaking amazing.
Nice.
What's funny is when those first Todd McFarlane figures came out, they were so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at those ones compared to the ones I got later.
It's like 9 day.
Yeah, it's like...
It looks like computer graphics.
It looks like this was the coolest thing ever when it came out.
Yeah.
And then this came out a few years later by the same people.
No, like, you know, Half-Life. Great example. You know, first time Half-Life came out, you know. Dude, it's so awesome. Great game. Then when Half-Life 2 came out. Whoa. Like, what the heck? And now with all the new games the way they are?
Oh, I can't even keep up anymore.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I logged into Steam today.
Okay.
Because I got a notification from Good Old Games that a certain game was on sale.
Okay.
And I thought, do I already own that one?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember. So I logged into Steam, and I hadn't been logged into Steam in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm scrolling through my list, and my list is really long,
mm-hmm.
and I've probably only played about 10 of those games. I've got this huge long list of games on Steam,
because
it's from Humble Bundles.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I like to do mine.
I haven't bought one in a long time. I used to get them all. When they first started doing them, and they just trickled them out, and they didn't do them very often. I bought every single one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
And so, but now there's like, they always have their store. There's always a Humble Bundle. Mm-hmm. There's always like three Humble Bundles available.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, once they got to that point, I didn't really pay attention to it.
They were super popular then. Now they're almost a staple.
Now it's not. Anyway, so I've got tons of Steam games. But anyway, I was scrolling through my list and I was like, I don't remember getting that game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I have this game? I didn't know I had that game.
Uh-huh.
It was like so many of them like that. It was kind of funny. I was laughing at myself. It's like, seriously, I do not remember getting that one.
I think on my, I played maybe 5 games on my list, and it's usually only the games I play over and over. Like, I've gotten all, like, I bought the whole Star Wars Humble Bundle, and they had it out. I had Knights of the Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic 2, blah, 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 which I played the heck out of. I meant to play them again, just haven't touched it. And it had, like, you know, Unleashed, you know, Force Unleashed 2, I think. And I've always wanted to play this one. I played the first one. It was so bad. I was like, ugh, I don't even want to touch it.
Yeah, I borrowed it. from my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. He had it on Wii, and I didn't like it.
No. So I heard the second one was like much, much better, but I didn't even play it yet.
I can tell you exactly what it is that I didn't like about it. It's those timed things where you have to push certain buttons at certain time.
Oh, okay.
When you're fighting the boss battles. Mm-hmm. I hate those.
I didn't even make it through the first mission. I was like, oh, I hate this thing.
I got a little further than that, but I think it was about the third or fourth mission, mm-hmm. and I couldn't do it. I'd like beat the guy down all the way to the end, and then I'd have to do that memorized order of button pushing exactly timed mm-hmm. with the way they wanted it on the screen, and I'd invariably screw up somewhere, and then you have to start the fight over again and beat him down again, and I couldn't do it, and I was like, I'm done. I'm done. Uh-huh. I don't like that. I've seen it in a few different games, and it's an immediate turnoff for me. Mm-hmm. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I understand. Did you see that trailer for the one Star Wars game where they canceled the game? So they're going down to the depths of Coruscant, like a transport or something.
I don't remember that.
And you're supposed to be some sort of guard or something. It's not. It's in the Star Wars universe, but it's not. You're no Jedi. You have no Force power or stuff like that. They were going to have this game out. It looked great. The trailer was awesome. They showed gameplay footage for it. I can't remember the game on top my head, but it was kind of like Tomb Raider-esque, you know, type thing. They canceled the game before it ever came out. I was like so want to play the game, but I was like, yeah, I was getting my computer ready for it, you know, I wanted to play it, bought some upgrade parts, you know, I'm like, dude, where go, you know, bring the game out, and they just canceled it.
Bummer.
Yeah, I so want to play it.
Huh. Yeah, the way some of those smaller game studios just don't quite get going.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So if you go back and listen to episode 6, the found audio that we played was for this, it was a toy commercial for something called Rick and Roxy. And I think Rick was, if I recall properly, Rick was like a toy guitar and Roxy was a toy microphone or a stage or something like that. Anyway, the ad for it is just crazy. It was something that Jess dug up. It was one of the last things I played that he had found for the show. So go back and listen to that if you feel so inclined. But I'm going to fill this moment with yet another Jennifer song. So
sleeping, but I still see you peeping, so I'm
the light of the moon. Just dream of all the good things tomorrow will bring as I sing you your own lullaby. Sleep tight, Jennifer. Sleep tight, Jennifer. Sleep tight, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer, I don't know, back to the show.
All right, you gonna be carrying Rick and Roxy at the game store this Christmas?
They're my best friends, best friends, so bad.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down for the show.
Yeah, really, no problem.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll see everybody out there another week.
Yep. Also come by the Keep. We'd love to have you out there.
Oh, yeah. That's on...
We have three. Provo, Orman, and Lehigh.
Okay.
Yep. Dragon's Keep.
Awesome.
So can you tell that I sound a little bit different on these break-ins? First of all, I'm only recording me on the mic, but I have acquired a second microphone, so the next guest that comes on the show and can come into the office will get their own microphone. And it's nice because I can get a little closer to the mic, which will hopefully isolate the audio, the room audio, a little bit and make it more tolerable to listen to. So, Ryan, if you're listening from this episode forward, I'm hoping you can listen in your car. So, yeah, that was our found episode. Our lost episode has been restored. It's now episode 20-something instead of episode 6. Had to edit a few things out that didn't make sense anymore. We talked about some current events that were no longer relevant, but I think it turned out pretty good. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.